Overall, the report finds that federal and state action to expand coverage to children has made a critical difference for children over the past decade, including during the severe recession. Yet, we find wide geographic differences persist for children in access to health care, receiving preventive care and treatment, and having an equal opportunity to survive, thrive, and live a healthy, productive life into their adult years. Where children live matters, and it shouldn't. Children living in the top-ranked states, Iowa, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, are far more likely to be insured to receive recommended medical and dental care than are children in the lowest-ranked states. Indeed, there's often a 2- to 3-fold spread between top- and bottom-ranked states on key indicators of average child health system performance across states. As we discuss in the report, we also find evidence that federal and state policies have made a difference for children, as well as action at the local level. Building on these efforts offers the potential for future gains for children across the country. On insurance, the report finds that early expansion of Medicaid, followed by enactment of CHIP and reauthorization, plus the stimulus bill to stabilize coverage, helped expand and then maintain coverage for children over the past decade. In contrast, coverage eroded for parents, leaving low- and middle-income families with children at high risk. The report further finds that there's room for improvement in all states. Even leading states fall far short on some indicators. There are also wide disparities by income, insurance, and race ethnicity for children, putting children at risk from birth and throughout their childhood years.